12:30, 1:02, I'm sorry.
12:30, 2:03. Both in their best and just watching the world.
I mean, obviously, he's got a really good fastball that he throws at the top of the zone, and he was, you know, filling the zone up with that, and then that big curveball right off of it, and then the slider to keep guys in between. Yeah, it's a really good three-pitch mix. I think he threw a couple changeups in there, too, but he does such a good job of landing the curveball, and that makes you have to fight with that fastball up top and vice versa. So that mixture of pitches is really, really good, and, you know, he had us off balance all night.
Not catching him tonight, but when you watch Katie, what are you seeing from him? And do you say anything to the guy after the second start when he kind of roughed up?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough lineup, right? I mean, this is a tough stadium, a tough lineup to get through, and again, kind of the second time in a row, and just stuff just didn't look quite as sharp as maybe he'd like it to be. Just from the side, you can always tell when somebody's got life on their ball or it's moving sharp, but just didn't quite see that today. And you know, I did a good job of limiting the damage the first three innings, and unfortunately threw one over the plate to the wrong guy, and Devers made him pay for it in the fourth. But again, you know, this is a kid that knows how to pitch. It's a kid that knows how to fight, and you know, hopefully when he goes back out next time, he's got his stuff and is a little more sharp. I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a night where I only took one swing, and then it was a hit. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel really good at the plate right now. I just like to keep this feeling going, so I don't want to talk about it a whole lot.
But is that just given that you're, you know, coming back from an absence, is it a good sign to have a couple of swings just in the back of the camps?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you anytime you're on the fastballs, good things are going to happen, and that's kind of. The last few days since I've come back, I've really tried to really focus on being on the fastball and being able to stay there. But, you know, also been able to lay off some pitches, which that's a good sign, too. So, like I said, hopefully just keep this feeling going, because they don't stick around very long when you start feeling like this. But, you know, I do. I'm just so happy to be back playing. That's the honest truth. I missed the guys. I missed playing. I missed being out there for 6-7 weeks, whatever it was. And every day I get a chance to go out there, I feel fortunate, and just want to have fun and play baseball, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.